This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The man named as a person of interest in the investigation of the deadly anthrax attacks 3 years ago, scientist Stephen Hatfill, wants to know who leaked details of his life to reporters. As part of a civil lawsuit against the federal government, Mr. Hatfill's lawyers have sent subpoenas to news organizations demanding information about the leaks. National Public Radio and the Associated Press have confirmed they got subpoenas. Joining me is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, welcome to Day to Day. And why is Mr. Hatfill sending out these subpoenas?
Mr. Hatfill has sued the government, as you say, because he says it's ruined his life by identifying him as a person of interest in these deadly attacks without ever charging him with a crime. He's, you know, sort of wants to get his name back, and the judge in the case has severely limited his ability to get any information from the government itself. The government has contended that to reveal details would compromise the security of Americans. After all, the anthrax attacks are seen as a terrorist act. And so it doesn't want to do that. His lawyers are saying this is the only way we can get the information of how this information got leaked to the public.
So what have NPR and the AP said in response so far? Are we going to give them what they want?
You know, they've just received the subpoenas, and they're studying it. They have about 2 weeks to respond. But as a general response, and talking to lawyers for both organizations last night, they said, you know, we don't want to give up the identity of confidential sources. We don't grant confidentiality lightly. We do it where we think they're compelling issues for public consumption. You know, they say two things. One, they say that, you know, if we were to reveal routinely the identity of confidential sources, whistleblowers and information would dry up. It would just not happen. And the second thing they say is they very much resent being used as sort of an investigative tool, whether by a civil litigant like Mr. Hatfill in this case or by the federal government in some other cases that are going on. They're saying, you know, don't use us to prosecute or to sue people. You know, that's your job, not ours. We just are doing our job, which is reporting, which after all is, you know, sort of supposed to be a constitutionally protected endeavor.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
Thank you.